Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, December 9th, 2019 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Rausch. I'm the Vice President and Publisher and Editor at Poppertala Publications. We welcome your breaking news. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.rausch@taii.com. That's steve.rausch@taii.com. Leading off today, Green Bay Packaging announced that its new mill won't be ready until 2021, but it's cutting environmental emissions already. Also last week, Atlas Holding and Blue Wolf Capital issue a letter to Versa Corporation's board of directors. We'll have more on these stories later in the show, and we'll be back right after these messages.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator. We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, December 6th at 33.15, up 30 points or 0.9% from the November 29th close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 2-to-1 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 0.2%. Among the PM40 companies, the biggest winners were Veritiv, up 10.1%, followed by IT Tech Packaging, up 5.5%. The biggest decliner for the week was LSE Communications, down by 11.8%. Over the past year, Universal Forest Products has been the top performer, gaining 85%, while the deepest decliner was LSE Communications, down by 96%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up 0.9%, while the PM40 is down 1.9%, and we'll be back right after this.
From bales to cores to finished rolls and parent rolls, automatic handling is your guide to overcoming the worst material handling headaches. Located in Erie, Michigan, Automatic Handling International has been providing advanced state-of-the-art equipment to the paper industry for over four decades. Automatic Handling's equipment makes management, operators, and maintenance smile. Elegant solutions, simple to operate and maintain. You get a feel for their dedication to advanced equipment design and advanced manufacturing when you visit their factory. Vertically integrated, the company can control every stage of a capital project from design and manufacture to full in-house runoffs and mill startups. You won't find a paper drawing anywhere in their plant. All manufacturing and assembly is directly linked to engineering and select suppliers. The assembly floor is instantly updated on any changes with extraordinarily large screens where technicians can see every piece, every assembly detail in 3D. This means your equipment can be custom designed and built for your operations, while still providing extremely short lead times for your new solution from Automatic Handling. That's Automatic Handling International Incorporated, Erie, Michigan, USA. Visit them at www.automatichandling.com or call them at 734-847-9600. 734-8477-0633. That's 734-847-0633.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Oslo, Norway. Tieto Corporation merges with EVRY ASA. On June 18th of 2019, Tieto Corporation announced an agreement to combine Tieto and EVRY ASA through a cross-border merger. As stated in the merger announcement, the intent of the companies has been to seek a listing of the combined company on Oslo Børs, which is the Oslo Stock Exchange, in addition to listing trading venues of Tieto in connection with the completion of the merger. Tieto has submitted an application for a parallel listing of its share on the Oslo Stock Exchange in connection with the completion of the merger. The shares will be listed through a depository interest arrangement in the Norwegian Børsspenningen and will be trading on the Oslo Stock Exchange under the ticker code TIETOO. Trading on the Oslo Stock Exchange is expected to commence after the merger is completed on the 5th of December 2019. The shares of Tieto will continue to be subject to trading on Nasdaq Helsinki under the ticker code TIETO and on Nasdaq Stockholm under the ticker code TIETOS. Dateline Germany. Voith Group completes deal to buy BTG. Voith Group on Monday officially announced its purchase of BTG for 319 million euros, which is more than 353.5 million US dollars. Here comes the quote. "The acquisition of BTG is an important strategic step for Voith," said Andris Eldenters, CEO of Voith Paper, in a news release. "With BTG in its portfolio that is highly complementary to our own products and services, we strengthen our position as a full-line supplier." And here's a quote from BTG President Rob Croson in a news release. Quote, "We are very excited with the acquisition of BTG by Voith. Together, we will have some tremendous opportunities to deliver more value to our customers, including integrated technologies as well as papermaking 4.0 and IIoT solutions. We are looking forward to joining forces with Voith. This will also present more opportunities for our employees going forward," end of quote. Voith Group, based in Europe, is the parent company of Voith Paper, which designs machines for the papermaking industry. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline Helsinki. Stora Enso creates a new packaging materials division. Stora Enso is merging its containerboard business in the packaging solutions division with the consumer board division, creating a new packaging materials division. The remaining business in the packaging solutions, together with Stora Enso's recently created form fiber unit, will constitute a more focused packaging solutions division, Stora Enso said. The change will be effective as of the 1st of January 2020. Based on the new structure, 2018 sales for the packaging materials division were approximately 3,400 million euros, and for the packaging solutions, 700 million euros. The restated figures for the new divisional structure will be published during the first quarter of 2020. Hannu Kasurinen is appointed EVP, head of consumer board, and member of the group leadership team, with the immediate effect of 1 January 2020. Giles Van Nieuwenhuizen will leave his position as EVP Packaging Solutions on the 6th of December 2019 to pursue new career opportunities outside the company. The search for a new divisional head of Packaging Solutions will be initiated. David Ekberg, currently SVP and head of business unit Corrugated Nordics in the division, is taking on the role as acting head of Packaging Solutions as of the 6th of December 2019. A Dateline Baoding, China, IT Tech Packaging incorporating further partnerships with its pulp and paper supplier, Asia Symbol. IT Tech Packaging Incorporated announced that the company and Asia Symbol Pulp and Paper Company Limited, which is a pulp and paper supplier of the company, agreed to further its cooperation into aspects of technologies and enterprise supply chain based on the existing pulp and paper supply cooperation. Currently, Hebei Tianxing Paper Company Limited, also known as Tianxing Paper, the wholly owned subsidiary of the company and focusing on the manufacturing and distribution of tissue paper, is executing an agreement that purchasing pulp and paper from Asia Symbol. The new partnership specifically involves technology exchange between ITP and Asia Symbol on a regular basis, and ITP's adding into Asia Symbol's supply chain traceability system to make sure products' quality and environmental requirements. Asia Symbol is a leading producer of pulp and paper established in China in 2005. Using renewable fiber that is sourced responsibly, Asia Symbol employs the latest technology to save energy and operate in harmony with the environment, which the company is and will be practicing in its environmental protection cause, the company said. And we'll be back right after this.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com.
Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Paparitala Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know. And you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
We are back, and now back to the news. Dateline Dallas, Texas. Hudamaki to continue partnership with Transplace. Transplace, a leading provider of transportation management services and logistics technology, announced the extension of its long-standing strategic partnership with Hudamaki Incorporated. A global specialist in food packaging, Hudamaki is dedicated to making every customer's experience enjoyable, consistent, and safe. To support this mission, Huhtamäki has been on a successful journey with Transplace to continuously improve its supply chain visibility, network efficiency, and cost savings year over year. Transplace's transportation management system has enabled Huhtamäki to operate the daily execution of all transportation activities, including carrier and mode selection, real-time shipment tracking, and freight audit and payment, the company said. Dateline, Alabama. Enviva receives approval to construct wood pellet facility in Alabama. Enviva issued a statement thanking the Alabama Department of Environmental Management for its approval of a permit allowing Enviva to construct a wood pellet facility in Sumter County. This permit paves the way for 85 full-time jobs and an estimated 180 additional jobs in logging, transportation, and local services, as well as the creation of 300 and 400 jobs during construction of the facility. The facility will be located at the Port of Eppes Industrial Park and represents an initial investment of $175 million, and an estimated annual economic impact in the region of approximately $180 million. Enviva expects the proposed wood pellet production facility in Eppes to be the next facility in its strategic asset cluster in the Gulf region, which is expected to include other pellet plants in the state of Mississippi and Alabama, as well as a deepwater marine terminal in the port of Pascagoula. Enviva is the world's largest producer of wood pellets, a renewable and sustainable energy source used to generate electricity and heat. Dateline Kingsey Falls, Quebec. Cascades launches a cardboard food tray made from 100% recycled and recyclable material. Cascades is announcing an innovative container for fresh food packaging on the North American market, a cardboard tray certified according to Forest Stewardship Council standards, made from 100% recycled fibers, mainly from post-consumer sources, and which is fully recyclable. Committed to reducing its packaging footprint over the past 50 years or so, Cascades has developed this new tray using only recycled fibers while making sure that the cardboard is recyclable and at the end of its life. The tray can be completely recycled thanks to the use of a water-based barrier and coating, water-based coating that protects it against humidity and thus enhances its packaging efficiency without negatively affecting the recyclability of the cardboard. This patented coating is a recyclable and compostable replacement solution for the traditional wax or plastic-based application widely used in cardboard food packaging, where cardboard recyclability poses some challenges. And we'll be back right after this.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Dairmaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Ontario, fire at Sunoco Paper Mill in Ontario. A small fire was contained at the Sunoco Paper Mill in Glen Miller, north of Trenton, Tuesday morning, December 3rd. Shortly after 8 a.m. local time, emergency crews were called to the mill. The fire was contained to the economizer unit in the building. Crews from Batawa Station 5 were on scene for about an hour. No cause, damage estimate, or injuries had been reported thus far. A dateline Greenwich, Connecticut, and New York. Atlas Holding and Blue Wolf Capital issue letter to Verso Corporation's Board of Directors. Atlas Holding LLC and Blue Wolf Capital Advisors LLC last week issued the following letter to the Board of Directors of the Verso Corporation. Some of the things that they said were, according to the sale of its specialty mills, that they are pleased that the company has put forth the sale of the specialty mills to Pixel Specialty Solutions LLC for consideration by stockholders. They said, "It has been obvious to us for some time that Verso could unlock value for stockholders by either 1. Selling the specialty mills, segment reporting the specialty mills so investors could properly conduct a sum of the parts valuation, and or growing the specialty mills through the acquisition of other synergistic assets that produce high value substrates for the growing market. However, they said, it is disappointing that the company took more than 2 years to execute such a straightforward strategy, since now announcing its first pursuit of strategic alternatives on September 21st of 2017. They also said that they believe that the Stevens Point, one of the specialty mills, is a quote-unquote crown jewel of Verso. Consequently, stockholders should expect full value for this asset. They said that we are concerned that the board has elected to enter into this transaction out of desperation in an effort to further entrench themselves rather than to create a long-term value for the stockholders. We and other owners of Verso need more information about the proposed sale that you have shared to understand its real value for stockholders," they said. For more on this story, go to the story on our Nip Impressions website at www.nipimpressions.com. Dateline Green Bay, Wisconsin. Green Bay Packaging's new mill won't be ready till 2021, but environmental emissions have already been cut. Green Bay Packaging Incorporated officials this past Monday celebrated a major environmental milestone in the construction of the company's new $500 million paper mill. The company turned off its coal-fired boiler at 11 p.m. Sunday and switched to a natural gas-fired boiler, a move that will help make it the most environmentally friendly mill in the United States. Brian Hollenbach, the company's executive vice president, said. He continues, quote, "We are no longer powered by coal-fired boilers. We are now on all natural gas. That is a major milestone, and it happened on exactly the day we planned it." Hollenbach said the transition to natural gas is not only good news related to the massive construction project just south of the Leo Frigo Memorial Bridge. He said the construction of the new mill and hiring to support it are both ahead of schedule. The new mill project was announced in June of 2018 after state, Brown County, and Green Bay officials committed more than $80 million in incentives to the project. Construction started in August of 2018. Dateline Grand Rapids, Michigan. Pregis invests $5 million in fourth W&H blown film line in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and boosts capacity by another 4 million pounds. Pregis is announcing another $5 million investment in its Pregis Films facility located in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Pregis additionally is leasing an additional 35,000 square feet in the same location for expanded warehousing capability. This latest investment is a fourth multi-layer Windmöller and Hostetler, also known as W&H blown film line, to address growing demands for high-quality, consistent product. The extruder will be boosting output by another 4 million pounds annually. The investment is in addition to the $32 million outlay for the first three five-layer W&H lines and expanded production space made between 2016 and 2019. In addition to the four WNH lines, the 90,000-square-foot area dedicated to manufacturing also houses four state-of-the-art multi-layer blown film extrusion lines and a film lab. Pregis Film's research and development team, also located in this facility, work collaboratively with brand owners to formulate the ideal resin blend and operating range for their specific application. Dateline Jacksonville, Florida. Rayonier Advanced Materials proposes governance changes. Rayonier Advanced Materials announced that the company plans to resubmit two management proposals to the company's stockholders for a vote at its annual stockholder meeting in 2020. The first proposal would seek stockholder approval to amend the company's certificate of incorporation, which is known as the charter, in order to declassify the company's board of directors and allow for the annual election of directors. The second proposal would seek stockholder approval to amend the company's charter to eliminate supermajority voting requirements that currently exist for certain amendments to the company charter and bylaws. Currently, the company's board is divided into three classes, with members of each class being elected and serving three-year terms. If this proposal is approved by stockholders at the company's 2020 annual meeting, the board will modify the company's charter and bylaws to provide that all directors will be nominated for one-year terms, beginning with elections at the company's 2021 annual meeting, with their terms as their terms expire. Dateline, Canton, Ohio. Fire at Graphic Packaging Facility. A fire was reported at a graphic packaging facility in Canton, Ohio, early December 3rd. According to information from the Canton Fire Department, firefighters were dispatched to the facility around 2:30 that morning when a fire alarm was activated. A machine in the facility caught fire, and employees using fire extinguishers had the fire out when firefighters arrived. The fire department was still working on its report. Dateline Purchase, New York. Central National Gotsman Incorporated, also known as CNG, which owns a range of sales and distribution businesses in the global pulp, paper, tissue, packaging, wood products, and metal industries, announced that its Spicer's National Paper Division will add Kilmer, Wagner, and Wise, known as KWW Paper Company, to its packaging portfolio. Based in Garden Grove, California, KWW is a family-owned and operated paper and packaging distributor that has been in business for nearly 65 years. The company began its rich history distributing school supplies and specialty paper products for the food and manufacturing industries in Southern California, and has grown to become one of the region's leading suppliers of packaging and shipping products. With its focus on corrugated products, stretch film, tapes, and adhesives, and other industrial packaging products, KWW product offerings and industry expertise will enhance Spicer's existing standalone packaging business, Premier Packaging Industries, also known as PPI. PPI specializes in custom and stock corrugated and poly products used in a range of sectors, particularly manufacturing and large-scale distribution operations. Finally today, we wrap up our show with U.S. Pulp and Paper Packs provided by our very, very, very good friends at Two Sides. Today's fact, there's a myth that paper production is a major cause of global greenhouse gas emissions, but the fact of the matter is most of the energy used is renewable and carbon intensity is surprisingly low. You can learn more at twosidesna.org. That's twosidesna.org. With that in mind, have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure to bookmark the top sources in the pulp and paper industry: globalpapermoney.com, nipimpressions.com, and onlypulpandpaperjobs.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its eighth year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news. Copyright 2019. All rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.